It is a curse.
Yeah. Lisa St. Charles back with us here, Market Area JC's, because... What are you doing here, Lisa?
Well, I just wanted to come and visit and say hi.
Hello.
We have a general membership meeting tomorrow night, and we are also doing our check presentation to the Special Olympics for our largest fundraiser event of the year, which is the Winter Softball in the Dome, held every February. And we will be presenting that to the Special Olympics. All money raised does benefit Special Olympics.
That tournament's actually, they're catching on in the softball world, aren't they? They're slowly kind of going, hey, wait a minute, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, I think that we're a good asset to the local bars, the restaurants, the hotels, because for that weekend, you know, hotels are sold out and we're pumping some money into the local economy. So it's fun. The concept is growing, so we hope to just keep getting bigger and bigger every year.
You know, we talk about that event as we get closer to it, but people are planning it right year around, I'm sure.
Actually, we already have people signed up for next year. So,
well, if that's the case, how, if somebody does have a team that would want to play, how would they get into the tournament?
Well, they can visit softballinthedome.com. It may not be updated for next year yet.
But it's got the phone numbers.
But, right. You can contact Ryan Whitley, who is our local president, and he can get the information out to the potential teams.
And it does reach out. I mean, you've got teams coming in from
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, all over.
And it's turning into a fairly successful regional event, which I know that has been kind of the goal with that for quite a while, to get people involved.
Dare we ask? How much?
I was afraid you'd ask that. I'm waiting to...
Well, the final numbers?
Right. Okay. The final numbers are not there yet, but they will be tomorrow for our presentation.
Now, one of the things that we've been talking with you about here over the last couple of months that we've gotten to know you a little bit better on the program is that the agency, the group, is always looking for new members and new folks. You got a meeting coming up. For those that aren't that familiar with it, what is it that you guys do, and who, I guess, would be eligible to be a JC?
Not you.
No.
It's not me, and it's not me.
Well, if we didn't card you, we'd think you were under 40.
Oh, now you're lying. That's
unfortunately, we don't pass the visual test for being over 40. Yeah.
Anyways, it is a group for men and women between 21 and 40 who are interested in giving back to the local communities in which they live. And we do have a general membership meeting tomorrow night, a social at 6 p.m., and meeting beginning at 6:30 in the small banquet room at the Upfront.
We talked a little bit about the softball tournament meeting and stuff like that. What's the summer look like for you, for your group here with the JCs?
Well, we are running the beer tent for the Superior Bike Fest.
I'm shocked.
And we think people will be really pleased. We're going to be offering Keweenaw Brewing Company beer, which actually I had a chance to meet the brewmaster, Donna Frankenmuth, this weekend. That was pretty fun to talk to him about his thoughts for the cyclists and what they'd prefer to drink. And
well, cyclists or the fans,
right.
One of the two, yeah.
And that's our next big event. We are working on some stuff with Beacon House to do some sweat equity for them. And then Waltz gave me information for the Blues Fest, and we'll be participating in some capacity for that also.
Beer tent? Wonder.
Well, it does need some, you know, assistance. And you got professionals, you know.
Manning and womaning?
Yeah, manning and womaning of the beer tent or whatnot. But and that's really what it's about. You guys are working to get together and give back to the community.
Right. We feel that, you know, it's a great community to live in, and one volunteer is great, but if we can get 20 of us together to help out, it just helps the community.
I mean this in a complimentary way. It's not going to sound like it at first, but I do. You guys strike me as a group that kind of jumps in. You know what I mean? You don't have the, well, every year we do this, and every year we do this, and every year we do, which is nothing wrong with that. But you're like the group that says, ooh, boy, they need our help. Boom.
Right.
And you jump in. It's a little different attitude.
Right. A lot of people just email us and say, you know, hey, we have a need, and we have a meeting and talk about it. And, you know, we may only have one or two JCs present to help, but we definitely like to get behind activities. The one year after year we do is the softball tournament.
Right. But, you know, and there's nothing wrong with the annual stuff here, but there's a need. You guys, every time we turn around,
right,
something's going on.
Right. So if anyone does have a need, they can always give me a call at 458-5783. No guarantee we can help, but we're a group to tap into.
They can't say no if they don't ask.
Right, right. And we are on Facebook, so if anyone wants to check that out, they can make a request through that for us, too.
Facebook is how? Is it the group? I mean, what's
it's the group. It's run by Dan Blondow, I believe, and Ryan Whitley, our president. Just do a search for us, and you can leave us a message on there.
Ah, the modern technology. Who knew we'd be tweeting here on this program?
But the meeting that you want to make sure people know about is tomorrow, and where?
It is at the Upfront, social at 6, meeting at 6:30 in the small banquet room.